A horrifying image appears on some protest signs expressing anger over the end of Roe v. Wade. Bloody coat hangers are a graphic warning of some of the worst surgical abortion outcomes of the pre-Roe era. Today, however, medication is used to induce a majority of abortions, and now those pills are going underground in many states. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports from Tennessee.
At a rally in Nashville, Planned Parenthood organizer Julie Edwards looks out at some of the back alley abortion imagery, but tells the crowd it's not like the old days.
I'm standing in front of you having had a self-managed abortion, having gotten abortion pills from people in my community, and I'm safe.
Nearly a decade ago, Edwards was a teenager and got medication from some older friends. And Edwards says that may be the new normal in abortion-banned states like Tennessee. A modern medication abortion is usually only effective up to 12 weeks. It involves two prescription drugs. Mifepristone goes first. It's the abortion drug, fairly expensive and hard to get. The next day, you take misoprostol, which is much more widely available and can work on its own. It started as a drug for stomach ulcers. It's also prescribed for arthritis, and you can get it from a veterinary supply store, though with a prescription. The international organization Women Help Women ships these medications all over the world, but not in the U.S. Still, spokesperson Susan Yano in Boston says people are resourceful.
People use the internet, people use their phones, people will find ways to obtain these pills.
But it's more than finding the medications. Taking them is more complicated than just popping a few pills.
I like to always have a candle going on my altar.
Lighting a ceremonial altar is not required, but that's part of Lindsay Burke's holistic tutorial. She goes by Lindsay B online. She runs a site called Self-Guided Abortion from Montana. She explains how to take the misoprostol as she punches the tablets from blister packs.
Every dose is four pills. You would take all four pills and you'd put them underneath your tongue.
Nausea is common, and the medicine induces cramping and bleeding. Obstetrician Nikki Zeit of the University of Tennessee Medical Center says clinical counseling before taking the pill combo is ideal, though she says it's safe for most people.
Not every patient is a good candidate to miscarry at home.
She says some are anemic and could bleed enough to need emergency care.
Some people know that their pain threshold or their threshold for seeing blood is just not high.
But at this point, Zeit can't afford to talk to patients about abortion pills. Here in Tennessee, she would be flirting with a felony and prison time. And it's unclear just how far law enforcement is willing to reach. Nina Gurak is the policy director for Healthy and Free Tennessee, which has offered trainings on self-managed abortions in recent weeks. She says their biggest warning isn't about health complications, it's the legal risk.
We recommend that if someone is having is self-managing an abortion, that they have a supporter or friend. That supporter or friend may be at a higher legal risk than the actual person who is self-managing an abortion. And then you have to decide for yourself, right? Like, is that something I'm comfortable with? Is that something I'm not comfortable with?
Organizations in abortion banned states have their own risk to assess. They feel confident the First Amendment protects sharing medical information endorsed by the World Health Organization, but it's a balance between raising awareness of abortion medication and raising the hackles of anti-abortion officials who are no longer limited by Roe v. Wade. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.